trade unions myths of EU Remain campaign. Dave Simple, PCS union rep. When Jeremy Corbyn, flanked by Blairite minders like Alan Johnson, made his first serious intervention in the EU referendum debate, he declared that, if we voted leave, the Tories would dump equal pay, annual leave and maternity rights. This follows months of the Trades Union Congress cranking up the left wing of Project Fear. General Secretary Francis O'Grady famously and disgracefully declared in February, most of the rights we depend on derive from Europe. Socialists must be absolutely clear that, in or out of Europe, our rights are under threat. We can choose, like O'Grady, to hide behind the skirts of the European Union, or we can choose to organize and campaign for our rights. The European Union has not prevented Tesco attacking the pensions of staff, or the premiums they enjoyed for working anti-social hours. It has not prevented the government's quest to break up national pay bargaining for council workers and teachers, or their attack on public sector pensions, or the strike ban they imposed against prison officers. All of these have been imposed without a peep from the EU, the institutions of which are fully behind the Tory plan to make city spivs ever richer and workers ever poorer. Maternity rights were not a gift from the European Commission, they were first wrested out of the hands of employers by strong unions. This is why strongly unionized jobs often come with more than the statutory minimum entitlement to maternity leave. Managers routinely ignore these rights, and ununionized workers have no redress, for fear of angering the boss. Union leaders associated with the establishment-led Remain campaign are allergic to the kind of industrial struggles that can secure rights like these. A huge section of the working class will not be convinced by this scaremongering. They will be repulsed by labor activists standing beside Tories on high streets, handing out leaflets promising that the EU will secure jobs, the same Tories who have slashed more than a million public sector jobs. Workers will be instinctively repelled by a blood-spattered establishment promising jam tomorrow, while hospitals go bankrupt, libraries close and school places evaporate. They are right to be repelled, and someone has to speak for them. This is why the Trade Unionist and Socialist Coalition is organizing a working class, socialist leave campaign. We must fight on two fronts, to push these union leaders into fighting austerity and to build a socialist leave campaign that rejects EU-mandated austerity, privatization, and deregulation.